You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Just a few minutes ago, Jeremy was talking about Kim Kardashian's new underwear line for Olympic athletes. And since you mentioned loungewear, I was like, oh, I love loungewear. I like softy pants and stuff around the house. Kim's, I didn't see anything for guys. And you asked me, you're like, where would you get really good stuff like that? And I was like, I'd go to Nordy's. So just out of curiosity, I just want you to know, I logged on to Nordstrom's site for men's loungewear. Let me tell you what I found. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I found a pair of just, you know, those jersey shorts. So they're just, you know, made out of, you know, soft material. Mm-hmm. They're just shorts, right?
Yes.
Those are $125.
Oh, my God.
The lounge pants, like stretch pant things, just, you know, you wear around the house, $170. And here's a pair. They're just labeled men's sweatpants, $243.
Hey, so how many did you order?
One in each color.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'm going to take a screenshot
That's
of this
insane.
For you. Men's sweatpants, $243.
You'll probably pick up a pair of Hanes sweatpants at Walmart for about $8.
Let's talk here for just half a second.
And they'd still be awkward looking.
You know what a fan I am of Nordy's. I've shopped there for decades.
Years.
I love
you're a fan.
Even I have to put my foot down and say, come on, Nordstrom.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I mean, it's one thing to say we are exclusive and we sell quality merchandise. I get it.
Was there anything in the description that like sold it for that price? Like,
here's
it
the complete description.
Organic cotton.
The headline is men's sweatpants. Under that, on the next line, is the Devon 2 Loopback Cotton Navy.
Okay.
$243. That's all you get. They are cotton sweatpants. Even I have to say, okay, enough is enough.
Yeah.
If you want to charge me $65 for sweatpants at Nordstrom, that to me is going to make me feel like I am living high
living
on
large
the hog,
yeah
right
yeah, yeah.
You start getting over $200 for sweatpants and I think even Nordy's has gone off the rails.
Yep,
now
pretty much, man.
I mean, that's
hey,
what
but
I
people
pay
are out there buying it, they would be selling them.
You laugh because I spend $200 on my jeans at Nordstrom, right?
Yes.
Those are jeans. Those are like they're designer good-looking jeans. These sweatpants are more expensive.
Yeah, and you're just staying at home in those, wiping your sticky hands or whatever on your pants. You
yeah,
know,
after
yeah, you make a peanut
exactly
butter sandwich.
Right. Anyway, I just wanted to get that off my
Thank
chest.
Thank you for the update.
Yesterday, Jer and I were laughing at the story out of New Zealand. There's a woman there named Mary. She went and got tested for COVID back in October. Keep that time frame in mind. It was back in October. She's 45 years old. Doctors did the nasal test and they obviously dislodged something, but nobody knew it because nothing came out. Her nose was just hurting for months after the test. Her nose wouldn't stop running. She got an infection. Doctors thought it was just problems with her sinuses. She finally, last week, remember, they did this test back in October. Just last week, she finally went to the ER because she's had pain for all of these months. And they asked her, they go, look, have you shoved something up there? Because they couldn't figure anything else
just
out.
Just my finger.
And she said, the last time I shoved something up there, I was 8 years old. So 37 years ago. There are a certain type of toy, I don't even know if they sell them anymore, known as tiddlywinks.
I'm actually having to look them up because I'm not real familiar with them.
I remember seeing them when I was
a
kid.
They do still sell them.
Oh, they do? Okay.
They do.
She would shove tiddlywinks in each nostril when she was a kid and then blow them out to see how far she could make them fly across the room.
They're basically little flat plastic discs in different colors.
Yeah, they don't make
like the size of a dime.
Yep, exactly. Or something.
Yep.
Okay. But when she was doing this as a kid, one time she accidentally inhaled one and I guess it went up in her sinuses and she never told her parents about it. She just acted like it never happened and went on. 37 years later, a CAT scan spotted this tiddlywink in her upper nose. She had surgery last Thursday to get it out. And they ended up having to actually push it even farther up into her sinuses and then remove it through her mouth.
Oh, they had to push it through.
Yeah. Mary says, she's always had issues breathing through her nose, but she never made the connection that a tiddlywink might still be up there.
You're a tiddlywink. Can you imagine after that's out, she's like, she went and ran a marathon probably. I can breathe again.
But this leads us to wonder what our listeners have either stuck up their nose or in their ear.
We kind of have to do this, right?
Or your kids have stuck something in their nose or their ear.
Or maybe even swallowed. Do we want to go swallowed something too?
We could, but I guarantee you noses and ears are funnier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just a couple rolling in. Kim says my son had a Cheetos stuck in his ear. Had to go to ER and have him tweezer it out. So he had a Cheeto in there. And I'll give you one more. How about Melissa says, my daughter shoved a Tic Tac up her nose once, and it ended up dissolving. And then in parentheses, she says, we hope. Oh, and her son shoved a bead up his nose, and she had to pull that out with tweezers. I'd imagine beads are a biggie. They get shoved up there.
I know that we had neighbors when I was a kid, and they did little crafting stuff with beads where they put it on strings and stuff. And the neighbor kid got a large bead lodged up in his nose and was panicking.
So far we've got Cheeto, Tic Tac, and a bead. What else is out there? What got stuck in one of your holes?
We have to hear from you. Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX. We want to fill up the lines this morning. We want to have a few laughs.
Yes.
To start off this Tuesday, 303-691-1649, stories of things lodged. And for now, let's keep it in the head area.
Yeah, because I did say holes a minute ago. Head holes.
Please. Lines are full. Hey, Jody, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what's the story?
So I've run a child care center for years, and we used to use beans in our sensory tables, and we had one in the toddler room, and we didn't know that one of our little students had shoved a bean up his nose, and we don't know how long it was in there, but
kept
smelling this weird smell every time the teachers would change his diapers.
So it had been in there for a while.
For a while. So a couple of weeks later, when the child was laying on the diaper changing table, the teacher noticed something was in his nose. And when we looked, the bean had actually rooted. So it was growing a little root out his nose.
Oh,
so
of course,
we had to call the parents.
How did the parents not notice that?
Well, you couldn't see it. It was up there. Oh, and he always had nose problems anyways. So they took the bean out.
The bean is just begging to be shoved in the nose, though.
Let me ask you something. There's two ways of looking at this. One, you could be horrified and you could take it out, or would you leave it and cultivate and actually grow beans? I mean, have the child make some money for you for a while, you know, instead of costing you. Jody, thank you very much for the call. So we're starting off with a winner already.
That's great.
The thing germinated up in the kid's nose.
So gross.
Here comes Tamika. Tamika, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're good.
So what's the story?
My little brother had all the little Ninja Turtle action figures and all the little toy weapons that came with them. And every single one of them went up his nose as a child for some retarded reason.
What? I'm not sure exactly what she said.
Either.
It might have been offensive.
Apologies.
Apologies. Thank you, Tamika, for that call. Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. How you doing?
We're good.
We got beans. We've got action figures. What do you have for us?
I have, when I was about 5 or 6, I had one of those pellet guns, with the yellow pellets, and I stuck one of the pellets up my nose.
Mm. Oh, why'd you do that?
Something to do.
So, I don't know. There was a hole there, and I figured, well.
Yeah, might as well get something up there, huh?
That's as good a reason as any, Michelle.
Why not?
Thank you for that call. We appreciate it. 303-691-1649. Here's Deb. Deb, good morning. What do you got?
Good morning. I've got a green bean story, too.
Oh, you're
I don't know what it is. beans, but my friend, when we were little, she stuck a green bean up her nose, and it stayed there for a week or so, and it started rotting. And no one could figure out what stunk so bad. They couldn't figure out if it was her breath or her body. But they finally took her. I know, it's gross.
That is like, gross.
Her parents took her to the doctor, and they found out that she had a green bean up her nose, and it was rotting. Get it out. Oh, I know.
That's so good.
That's funny that so far we've already had two stories. Thank you for the call, Deb. The two stories so far where people outside of the person are noticing a smell.
The smell is kind of freaking me out. Yeah. Like these kids didn't say anything. Like I can't breathe.
It hurts.
No, just wait for the smell, apparently.
Chris, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So what's your story?
What got shoved where?
So, obviously the nose, just like everybody else. But mine was a pencil eraser, one of the small ones right off the top of a pencil.
The old number two pencil, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't ever remember it coming out. Doctors say they don't see anything, but I've never had a CAT scan.
It might still be up there, man.
That's my thinking. It's inorganic, so I don't see how my body absorbed it.
Right. Right. You better get that looked into, bud.
Chris, thank you for the call. Here comes Brenda. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
So the hits just keep on coming. What got stuck in a nose?
It's my daughter, and her tooth got stuck up her nose.
Her tooth?
Yep. She was playing around, and it was very loose. Happened to fall, you know, downward motion, and all of a sudden she came up, and we were like, there's a little blood in her mouth. Well, her tooth fell out, and we couldn't find it. And then I said, oh, my God, it's in your nose. And I had to squeeze the top and, you know, squeeze it out.
Oh, my God.
I guess
it seems natural. You freak out and you're like, I got to get this back into my body.
Right. Well, and then the blood, we were like, what happened? Maybe she bit herself, you know? No, yeah. It fell out in her nose.
Kids are so weird.
Brenda, thank you for the call. I guess when you're little, if something comes out of your head,
you might
feel the need to return it
to a different spot. Why not?
Just...
You got to, you know, be able to chew the green beans, apparently.
Right. You know, it might have been that she tried to put it back into...
And it just slipped?
And it wouldn't stay in its slot in her mouth, so she just figured the next best thing, it'll stick up here.
Right up there. Save it. Get this, Tooth Fairy.
Hello, Kelly. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
All right. What got stuck?
Well, it wasn't in my uncle's nose. It was in his ear.
What was in your uncle's ear?
About 10 years after he got out of Vietnam, there was a larvae that had buried itself in the ear canal.
No. Yeah, I've seen these YouTube videos. I've seen these videos. That's disgusting.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yep. And
Kelly, thank you very much for that. That's similar to, I told you about those bugs down in South America that they will plant their seeds, they'll...
Like in your skin?
Yeah, they're like
their
a bug, larva. So they will land on your cheek, and you think that they're stinging you, but what they're doing is they are sticking...
Bloop, 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 their eggs in you?
Down it, and then an egg is planted inside your cheek.
Come on, Dom.
And you don't know it's there, because it feels like a bug bite, and then the egg grows, and then the little bug hatches, and it eats its way out of your face.
Can you imagine being like on a first date or something, and sitting there, and these bugs are climbing out of your cheek? You're like, what? I don't know why it didn't work out.
That was
I'm all itchy now.
And listen, out of all of the stories, because we were down there trekking through a jungle, and of all of the stories, that was the second worst thing that was described to me.
I know the first one, right?
Right. The first water one involves those little things. If you're in the Amazon and things swim up, you know where.
A different hole, basically. Yes.
Yeah.
A little hole.
That only men have.
Come on. More calls. Let's go.
We only have time for one more. We got to let Barbara bring it home. Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. So when I was about 2 years old, I had taken a piece of sponge and shoved it up my nose. And as the sponge was up there for a few days, it started to rot. And as that happened, nobody wanted to hold me. They're like, what is wrong with this kid? She smells horrific. Like, change your diaper. That didn't work. They would pass me off to everybody else. Finally, they took me to the doctor, and sure enough, the doctor looked up, and that sponge had just completely rotted up inside my nose.
Oh, so disgusting.
Wow.
So, did you get to save the little piece? Do you still have it?
You know, I don't know, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I'd keep that. Put it in a little jar.
Put that in a baggie, yeah. Barbara, you're delightful. Yep. Have a fun day.
See you later.
Thanks, you too.
Glad you don't stink anymore.
Isn't that funny? I never thought about that. All these stories had that connection of kids sticking stuff up their nose and then the smell.
It starts rotting, yeah. Man.
Thank you for making us laugh. Sorry we couldn't get to every call. We did our best.
Yeah.
You guys do not disappoint, that's for sure.